This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Sound off with me, folks, on yet another win and yet another double-digit win for the Boston Celtics. 127 to 112 over the visiting Phoenix Suns. And this was a game that we should all look at as one of Boston's most impressive wins of the season. And I say that for one particular reason. This game was what we like to call in the NBA a schedule loss. What is a schedule loss? A schedule loss is a game that's put on the calendar after an incredible and arduous stretch right beforehand, in which a team will leave that prior stretch and come into the next game against a really good team and essentially have no chance at a win because they've got nothing left in the tank after what they just went through. This is the exact situation that the Boston Celtics were in today. Let me walk you through all of the circumstances that they were working against as they headed into tip-off tonight against the loaded Phoenix Suns with their big three that they put together to chase a championship this year. This is what the Celtics were facing. They landed in Boston at 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday after flying back from Utah. And why were they in Utah? They were playing for the third time in four nights to end a 10-day, five-game road trip. I'll say that again. They landed at 5:30 in the morning on Wednesday after they wrapped up their third game in four nights to wrap up a five-game, 10-day road trip. Then tonight they take the court without their starting big man, Kristaps Porzingis. They played host to a rested Suns team who had 2 days off since their previous win in Cleveland. They had the entire big three healthy. Devin Booker was out there. Kevin Durant was out there. Bradley Beal was out there. They had everyone except for Eric Gordon. They needed a win. They are chasing seeding out in the Western Conference. This game was ripe for the picking for them. What wound up happening in the end? The Boston Celtics dominated. They dominated this game. No one in their right mind would have expected this to happen tonight, but it is what happened. And this is what the Celtics have been doing all season long. These are the games that in past seasons you would expect them to potentially lose, and oftentimes they would lose. And that's okay because they were facing a lot of adversity in these types of situations. But in past seasons, there were games that you could diagnose going in and you would say, I just don't feel good about their chances tonight. And oftentimes, they would lose those games. This season, you can look at very similar circumstances, similar adversity that they're facing as they go into tip-off. And you might think, man, this looks like a game that they might lose. But the Boston Celtics this year, they win it almost every single time. It's uncanny. Haven't seen a team perform at this level, particularly against adversity when things are not going their way heading into a game. Have not seen a team in Boston. You got to go back to like 2008, 2009, before Kevin Garnett went down with his injury, to find a Celtics team that was able to win at this rate even when the going got tough for them. Even when the other team should have been favored going into that game. Even when they're missing one, two, three players out of their top six, which they just did Tuesday night, by the way, during their 16-point win in Utah. They were missing three of their top guys. Tonight, again, missing one of their top guys in Kristaps Porzingis. Coming off of that long road trip, and they dominate the Phoenix Suns. And I repeat, a Phoenix Suns team that needed to win. You look at the standings out west. Phoenix is fighting for their lives right now. They are in the play-in right now. They are the number 8 seed. This is a team that made multiple trades in the last 12 months specifically to challenge for a title right now. They are currently sitting in the 8th seed. And they came into tonight, I guarantee you, they felt great coming into this game. They just went on the road and took down the Cavs Monday night. They get 2 days of rest. They come to Boston. It's payback time after they just lost to Boston this past Saturday in Phoenix when they didn't have Devin Booker. Okay, Book is back. We got our big three. Durant's going to do his thing. Bradley Beal's going to do his thing. Nurkic is going to do his thing. Phoenix came into this game and played really well. I mean, you look at the numbers. Only 14 turnovers. Four of their five starters score 20 or more points. And the fifth guy, Nurkic, 20 rebounds. Seven of them offensive. Six assists. I mean, you look at their starters, it's a pretty good performance. And what wound up happening? They lose by 15 points. And that's because the Boston Celtics this year, they are built differently. And that is from a physical perspective. That is from even more so a mental perspective. Those lapses that we saw in past seasons do not exist this year. They do not exist. This Celtics team is different. They are able to overcome adversity. And man, it is hard to see anyone getting in their way in the NBA playoffs. At least right now, as we sit on March 14th, they've got to be the clear front runners to win this title. You look back at this game, Jaylen Brown, outstanding from start to finish. 37 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple steals. Playing exceptional defense. Continues to score at a very high rate. Shooting the ball just unbelievably since the All-Star break. Continuing to sizzle. Jason Tatum, another perfect performance where he's only given the game exactly what it needs. 10 of 18 from the field, 26 points, 5 dimes, 5 boards. Playing great. Al Horford in another spot start for Kristaps Porzingis. 6 of 10 from 3-point range. Winds up with 24 points. Game high 3 steals. Also blocked a shot. Derek White just continues to do his thing. And then Jrue Holiday. I mean, I love the way that this guy is navigating the game of basketball with this team right now. He knows exactly what the team needs. He's bought entirely into his role, and this has been the case since day one when he got here the day before training camp. Tonight winds up with a literally perfect assist-to-turnover ratio. 10 dimes to lead the game. 0 turnovers. 10 assists to 0 turnovers. He was a plus 26 in the game. Boston just dominated while he was on the court, and that's because he is one of the, if not the greatest, perimeter defender in the NBA. And then at the other end of the court, he never forces a play. He always makes the right decision. He always makes the right read, the right cut, everything you want to see out of one of your starting guards, he does it. And Derek White, the guy next to him, does the exact same thing. Again, I just don't know how a team can come in and think that it's going to beat this team four times out of seven right now. Phoenix played well. I think if you would have shown them their box score and said, this is what you're going to get out of your starting five tonight, how you think this is going to wind up, I think they would have thought they would have gotten a win. Instead, they trail by double digits for almost the entirety of the second half. They pull their starters with 3 minutes to go, and that's all because Boston is a perfect basketball team right now. Tonight, outstanding across the board, 53% from the field, 50% from long range, 31 assists as a team compared to only 8 turnovers. Just outstanding basketball, playing great across the board, limiting Phoenix from long range. I mean, Bradley Beal, there were times when Bradley Beal and Devin Booker caught the ball on the perimeter and you thought they might have had an opportunity to get a shot off. No opportunity to get a shot off. Boston closed out, made them take it off the deck, and the Phoenix Suns just could not score at a high enough rate to be able to keep up with the Boston Celtics. Let's dive into a few comments from Celtics Nation after this win. Everyone's revved up. You got to love what you saw out of the Celtics tonight. Let's take a few comments. All right, starting out with Jim. He says, really shows how much has to go, quote unquote, wrong for the Celtics to lose. Phoenix wins the offensive rebound battle 19-6 and has 4 starters with 20-plus, and they still get blown out of the gym. Jim, you're right on, man. I mean, you've got to think about what Phoenix is feeling after this game. Demoralized. They have to feel demoralized because the box score says they played well. They took care of the ball relatively well. They crashed the offensive glass. They shot the ball well. Their stars scored at a high rate. All of their big three with over 20 points. Plus, you get 20 from Grayson Allen as well. Team shot 47.5% from the field. Took 10 more shots than the Celtics. It's demoralizing for a team to play at that level and still get crushed. And to your point, Jim, it really just shows how much has to go wrong for the Celtics to lose. I think I said it the other day. I think the Celtics have lost 14 times this season. I believe 6 or 8 of those games, those losses have been by 6 or fewer points. So when the Celtics lose, they barely lose. And when they win, they crush teams. This is 4 straight wins by double digits. The net rating just continues to go up. That scoring differential is up to 11.2 points per game now. The Celtics are outscoring their opponent by an average of 11.2 points per game this season. And that counts their losses, folks. One of which was a blowout loss in another schedule loss to Milwaukee earlier this season. If that game didn't happen, they'd be looking at almost 12 points per game outscoring their opponents this season. Truly, a lot has to go wrong for the Celtics to lose. They've got to have a bad shooting night. They've got to turn the ball over at a high rate. Potentially, they've got to be missing multiple guys. Man, it's tough sledding being a Celtics opponent right now, that's for sure. All right, the next one coming in from Rui saying, love that we are resting KP and would have liked Derek White to shoot more three-pointers so he can have another milestone bonus. Beyond that, I'm baffled by the ridiculous comments from the national channels about the Celtics being totally dependent on three-pointers. They should do their homework. Speak. Preach, Rui. You are right on. The Celtics are unbeatable when they are making three-pointers. That's a fact. But they don't need to make three-pointers to win games. This team is so talented across the board. Its top six is far and away the best top six in the league. They all complement each other. All of them are skilled, can pass, shoot, make decisions, take the ball off the dribble. They can all defend. And then you add in guys like Sam Hauser, who is a very underrated defender, an elite shooter, and then Peyton Pritchard, again, the same, underrated defender, great shooter, good decision maker. Throw Luke Kornet in there. He's been awesome over the last couple of weeks. This team is so good. And they don't have to make three-pointers to win games. They can win that way, but they can also win in other ways. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum can attack the basket. They did so tonight. Derek White and Jrue Holiday can attack the basket. Kristaps Porzingis can post up. They can win in so many different ways. And this narrative that they have to make threes and they're dependent on threes to win, it's tired. It's old. And I think at this point, given what the Celtics have done this season, one of the best starts over 66 games in the history of the most storied franchise in basketball, I think they've done enough to tell everyone, we don't have to win that way. We can win any way you want. You want to play on the turf? Let's go. You want to play on the blacktop? We're ready. You want to play a game that's physical? We can do that. You want to play fast? Mm-hmm. We can do that too. The Celtics can win literally any type of basketball that another team proposes in a game. And that is something that opposing teams can do and will fear. All right, our last comment is coming in from Eric McFlodgers. I think I see what you're doing there, Aaron. He says, we have two top 10 players. Not one who was in the MVP candidacy earlier this season. Not one, two. And right now, in this very moment, with the way these two guys are playing, it's hard to disagree with Aaron. Jason Tatum is a bona fide top 10 player in the NBA. There's no question. You cannot argue it. It is set in stone. He is one of the top 10 players in the NBA every day and any day. But Jaylen Brown, in the way this guy is playing right now, he is inserting himself into that conversation. He is unquestionably one of the best two-way players in the league right now. There are better scorers. There are better passers. There are better individual defenders. There are better shooters. But you look around the whole NBA, it is difficult to find a player who can do all of those things better than Jaylen Brown. Since the All-Star break, Jaylen Brown is averaging 29 points per game on 54% shooting, 41% from three-point range. He's also dishing out 3.6 assists per game, which is right on with his season average, but here's the difference. Only 1.3 turnovers per game. And that's over a 10-game span. That's a sixth of the entire season that we've played so far. He has been taking care of the ball at the highest level of his career, in my opinion, right now. The game has always come easy to him, but right now it seems like it has slowed down into slow motion. And that's a scary thought for opponents because one of Boston's weaknesses in past seasons was the fact that sometimes the game got sped up for its best players. Well, right now, that ain't happening. It's the opposite. The game has slowed down. Jaylen is making great reads. He's making great passes. He's taking care of the ball. And when you add that together with his all-defensive level defense, the way that he's shooting the ball from all over the court, okay? Like, he's on fire from three-point range right now, but he's arguably one of the two or three best mid-range scorers in the entire NBA. He's been scoring at a high rate at the basket. And if the shot's not there, he's finding the right outlet constantly. And you haven't been able to say this about Jaylen for his entire career. And that's not a knock on him. It's just not every player is perfect all the time. But right now, he is playing borderline perfect basketball across the board. And back to your point here, Aaron, about having two of the top 10 players in the NBA. Jaylen Brown has reinserted himself into the All-NBA conversation with the way that he's been playing for the past month. We said for a while going into the All-Star break that Jaylen Brown, who has made an All-NBA team in his career last season, by the way, we said going into the All-Star break many times, Jaylen Brown, this is the highest level of basketball that he's ever played. Since the All-Star break, he's been even better. He's been even better. And as a result, you can absolutely make the argument right now that the Boston Celtics have not one, but two of the top 10 players in the NBA. And when you surround those two with perfect role players, who are, by the way, much more than role players, but on this team, they have specific roles. When you surround Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown with Al Horford, Derek White, Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Sam Hauser, Luke Kornet, Peyton Pritchard, you've got a team that when it's playing well, it looks unbeatable. That's it for tonight, folks. We got 2 days off. Can you believe it? 2 consecutive non-game days for the Boston Celtics. They haven't had that since February 28th and 29th. Well, they're going to get it in the next couple of days before they head down to D.C. to take on the Wizards Sunday night. We're going to have a night off. We will not have a Sound Off episode on Sunday, but we'll be back on Monday when the Celtics play host to the Detroit Pistons. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.